A dad was driving on the freeway with his 2-year-old, and suddenly this little guy said, are there any idiots out today, Dad?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A court of law is not normally a humorous place, but don't tell that to most judges who have heard their share of hilarious exchanges, some involving accurate accusations while others are bogus accusations hurled about in court. For example, a man accused of speeding told the judge that he didn't realize he was speeding because he was wearing a stiff new pair of shoes and couldn't feel how hard he was pressing on the gas pedal. Another guy stood before the judge accused of having parked in a handicapped spot despite not having a sticker or any visible handicap. The man claimed he had meant to park for just a moment to go into a restaurant to bring his mother a glass of water. She was in the car and she was dehydrated, he explained. But on his way out, he saw someone choking and felt a sudden urge to administer the Heimlich maneuver. Unfortunately, when the judge asked him how one does administer the Heimlich maneuver, the man did not have a clue. A dentist was accused of a crime. Here's part of that transcript. Lawyer, you stated that the stairs went down to the basement. Is that correct? Dentist, yes. Lawyer, and these same stairs, did they also go up? Wow. The judge began to laugh and finally said to the dentist, pull my tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the truth. Here are a few of my favorite actual questions asked of the accused in court. Laughter will be provided by my grandchildren. You were there until the time you left? Is that true? Now, your youngest son, the 20-year-old, how old is he? Attorney, what is your date of birth? Witness, July 18th. Attorney, what year? Witness, every year. Were you present when your picture was taken? How far apart were the vehicles at the time of the collision? A small-town prosecuting attorney called his first witness to stand. She was a grandma. Mrs. Jones, he said, do you know me? She said, why, yes, I know you, Mr. Williams. I've known you since you were a boy. And frankly, you've been a disappointment. You lie, you cheat on your wife, and you manipulate people. Yes, I know you. The lawyer asked, Mrs. Williams, do you know the defense attorney? She replied, why, yes, I do. I have known Mr. Bradley since he was young, too. I used to babysit him, and he, too, has been a real disappointment. He's lazy, bigoted, he has a drinking problem. Yes, I know him. The judge hollered for silence and called both counselors to the bench. In a quiet voice, he said, if either of you asks her if she knows me, you'll be in jail for contempt within 5 minutes. Well, we all stand accused, don't we? We've all sinned. And if you're anything like me, a little voice pops up in your head at times, courtesy of our accuser, who uses lines more preposterous than the ones I've just quoted. Look at you. You're a failure, a fraud. How could God love you after what you've done? The answer is, of course, I don't know. It's what he does. Then you can quote some of the most amazing words ever written from Romans 8. Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And so I submit to you, my friends, that by grace through faith, we are forgiven, offered freedom by the one who will never leave us. Which makes me think of another question asked in court. Were you alone or by yourself?
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.